limits apply.
A lot of political hiccups starting to happen across the country makes it interesting. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, this show is America. Tonight, we're going to zig and zag all over the place. In other words, buckle up. We think it's a lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy it, too. Occasionally, like the man down the dial who's all over the planet, George Norrie, we talk about UFOs and things that go bump in the night. Later this week, we're going to do that very same thing. So if you think you've seen a UFO, I'm being serious about this, email me at americatonight.net. Palindino, Carl Palindino, probably thinks that he's seeing double, but he can't blame it on some strange space invasion. Just stupidity after some of the comments that he made. Now, he's the guy, in case you don't know, who is running against Andrew Cuomo, the New York Attorney General. He's the Democratic opponent to Palindino, who is the Republican gubernatorial candidate, who said that homosexuality is not an equally valid or successful option in a place where he's trying to get elected, where you couldn't be more left of left, half of the crowd. You're actually trying to win over those people to get pushed over the top. What happened is now Palindino says, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't call me anti-gay. Don't call me anti-gay. I only said that it was disgusting that Andrew Cuomo took his children to a gay pride parade. In fact, my nephew is gay. He works for me, and I have some homosexuals on my staff, but he doesn't realize. Once the cat is out of the bag, once those words leave your lips, there is no trying to suck it back in. That's what that was supposed to sound like, by the way. You can't take it back in. I say this all the time. Picture the cartoon bubbles that are out there. When you see the little words that are written over the cartoons, they're not erasable. So now it's out there. He's under massive attack for what he said to an Orthodox Jewish group on Sunday. And what he said, the quote is, he doesn't want children to be brainwashed into thinking that homosexuality is an equally valid or successful option compared with heterosexuality. It isn't. And see, here's the problem. He opened up a big fat lane for Andrew Cuomo, who had a layup to come back and say, listen, I don't even want to talk about this guy because there's no validity to this. He's probably the last person I'll take advice from on how to raise my daughters. Thank you very much. So then Palindino is the great defender. He's on a couple of the morning shows, and he talks about, no, 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 I'm referring to the difficult path that homosexuals face because of discrimination. It's very, very ugly. It's an ugly experience for those who are discriminated against. It's terrible. It shouldn't be. Society should be more accepting of it. So then he did a 180 on what he said. And this is what happens. People who jump into the political fray that are novices don't realize how the remarks are twisted, misconstrued or not misconstrued, or you're just saying dead on what you think, and it comes out poorly to too many people, and you can't take it back, is my point. So that was just one of the snafus. Another one of the snafus has to be the fact that sources are saying that Jerry Brown's wife was heard saying that Meg Whitman, and now she's running for governor of California, as is Jerry Brown, is a whore. And that's not good. So when you're running for office, your wife is supposed to be an asset. She cannot be heard over saying that the opponent is a whore or a biatch or use any choice words that you want to that can be a killer. In the case of Meg Whitman, she spent a bloody fortune to try to win the office of governor. She's got some allies in Rudy Giuliani, who's come to California and campaigned for her, and some other high-profile Republicans. Will she win the election? They're neck and neck right now. People forget, they think of California as a massively flaming liberal state. And yeah, there are definitely parts of California that are very liberal. But not every place in California is. There's plenty of conservatives, there's plenty of Republicans, and massive independents. So the key, as in many of these races, is to win over the independents. And if you can do that, you might have a chance to win the election if you're the unknown person. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we have an exciting weekend count in store for you, one that includes the latest shortfall of jobs. That's not a pretty picture. And then a few other lighter things that we'll throw into the hopper for weekend count. Speaking of throwing it all into the hopper, this is something that you have to sit up and pay attention to because it might affect you. I've talked about it a lot. I've had a lot of people in the air to talk about it. We do a segment called In Your Backyard, and In Your Backyard means you might have a backyard, right? But are you hanging on to your house? Up to 40 states are going to announce joint investigations of mortgage companies. I saw the funniest headline today, and it said, and I can't remember what website it was on, it said, we'll need to see your papers. And I don't know why I got such a big kick out of that, because it's ridiculous what's happening in this housing crisis, and it just gets more muddled as time goes by. If we don't have enough things to deal with, we have people who are inaccurately doing the foreclosure paperwork, which is ridiculous. What we have to, we're on a speed race, and if we don't hurry up and get them all through, then I don't know, we don't get the lollipop at the end of the day. So this is what it started with, problems with Bank of America. Somebody that was pushing the loans, the foreclosure stuff through the papers and not really reading it, and thousands of pages that there was fraudulent documents in the foreclosure proceedings nationwide, and that was Bank of America copying to that. Now there's an investigation that there might be more, so the mortgage servicing industry is in horrible shape. I mean, it is horrible, horrible. These robo-signers, they didn't review any of the papers, they just signed them? Are you kidding me? There's all kinds of problems that are about to smack people square in their heads. Consumer advocates have to be having a field day with this. And of course we know lawmakers are on the state side and on the federal side. I mean, mortgage servicing firms need to understand, I think at this point, you're exposed, baby. So don't think that you're going to be going on and hitting the big country clubs and ignoring what you're supposed to do on your desk, because you're sinking the middle class once again by not doing justice with the loan process. There's even been a call for a moratorium on all foreclosures until this whole document issue is resolved. But that would also cause another collapse in the financial welfare of this country. Every day, I'm telling you, there's a new chapter. I can't make this stuff up. I can't make it up. Hang with us. We'll take some calls on the flip side here on ATN.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.46.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.81.49, $6.90.74 for a half ounce, or $3.45.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.81.49, $6.90.74, or $3.45.37.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
All right, to spread the word, just a quick reminder from all of us here at America tonight. We love Nail the Score. Thursdays in our third hour, and for the record, nobody nailed the score. The Jets beat the Vikings 29-20. A lot of people came close. Nobody hit it on the head, and nailing it means you hit it on the head. It's not like horseshoes. Can't come close. There's no easy winner. And by the way, we're giving away copies of the Bears book coming up this week for a few lucky callers. It's called Da Bears. Gee, that's an obvious title, isn't it? Da Bears. I'm surprised that it wasn't taken already, but it wasn't. And this book is actually a really good read. I'm halfway through it. I think you'll enjoy it. It's all about, you know, the fridge and the history of the Bears. It's a good little read. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Okay, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Good.
Good.
I got three quick points. First
sure.
of all, I'm glad I don't have a mortgage.
No kidding, huh?
Second of all, got a couple Brett Favre stats. 70,000 yards is just a little bit under 40 miles.
Really? Wow, that's amazing.
And he got number 500, 501, and 502 last night.
Yeah.
But he's also got 324 interceptions, I think, which means he has about a little over 1.5 touchdowns for every interception.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you take those numbers, though? That's an interesting statistics, I'm glad you threw that out there, because the interceptions have been the killers, the Achilles heel for Brett Favre when his teams have lost, which is, of course, what happened on Monday night again.
Yeah, I was going to say something else, but I forgot what it was.
Tom, what you said, you added to the conversation. I thought that was great. One and a half, really basically touchdowns to one interception. Wow, what a breakdown.
Like 1.55 or something like that.
Yeah, that's incredible to think about that. That's because that just shows you where he's at as far as the massive amounts, like you said, the yards that he's put up.
Yeah,
crazy.
He's out there slaying again this evening.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to Matt when he put me on hold, I said, if they'd have played the first half like the second half, they'd have made the Jets look like mincemeat.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. The Jets should be happy to have escaped that game because they got lucky. I agree. If the Vikings had played that way that they played in the second half, just like the first, you're right, it would have been a blowout, but it wasn't. Yeah. Tom, thanks. Great information.
Yeah. Until we speak again.
Hey, back at you, buddy. You take care. That's great. I like how he statistically broke that down. The interesting thing is, though, of course, we know that Brett Favre has a ring, and we know that he came close last year. That interception has to haunt his dreams. And in Monday Night Football, he's had 19 wins over the course of his career. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
I'm okay. Okay, got three little quick things here. These two sharks were swimming underneath a surfer, and one said to the other, it says, what do surfers taste like? And the other one smiled and said, just like chicken.
That's good.
Okay, I made that up. All right. Now, I didn't know that Ferry Brown had married a woman. The boy, we don't need him in California again. I'm from California, and he screwed things up the first time he was governor. We definitely don't need him for a second time. I mean, I'd vote for the devil before I would Ferry Brown.
Yeah, he did screw things up in the 70s, and he was hanging around Linda Ronstadt then.
Amen.
Remember?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did that to make sure that everybody knew he was still a man. Okay, here we go. Now, Paladino, our boy kind of put his foot in it.
Yep.
Well, it was Como's himself who, when his father was running, said, come up with the slogan, vote for the Como, not the homo. And him marching in a gay pride thing with his kids is just to give himself street cred. This guy is politician.
Oh, I agree.
And he'll do anything to get his foot in the door.
I agree.
And then Katie bar the door, he'll do everything he can to screw over the people of New York one more time.
I agree. And that's what he did. That was a photo op. You're absolutely right. Taking his kids. One thing, if every year he had gone and marched in the parade and that was his deal and all of that, but it was absolutely a photo op, and he was using his kids for that photo op. You're right.
Well, honey, I'm glad you are so astute. I'll talk to you again in a few days. And I'm sorry I didn't win, but, there's always this next week. Oh, and I do want to win one of those bear things because I want to give it to my kid. He is a diehard Bears fan, so I'm going to be tuning in and doing my best to get my hands on one.
Very good, Dan. You tune in. Remember, it's on Thursday night into morning. It's really Thursday. Let's face it, it's morning. So it's the Thursday into Friday morning show that we do it in our third hour. And, boy, we have a lot of fun with it. And he made some good points there. Dan's right about Cuomo. Absolutely, as far as the being in the parade thing. But, see, that was the problem with Paladino. I think this is what happens. The person who's running really they want to win, of course. So they get in front of different groups. Now, you stand in front of a Jewish Orthodox group. They're very conservative. You want to win them over. You want them to vote. and you're telling them things that you might believe, you definitely believe, but then you put a little more of the rub on it. You just rub it a little more, and it's too late. He says the things about homosexuals, and then it explodes. I mean, it explodes. Whether some of it was twisted or not, it doesn't matter. But he just definitely comes across as being homophobic. And the crazy thing is, truly, he does have his nephew, who's flat out openly gay, working for him, and other people that work in his campaign office that are gay that he knows about, that he has this diversity across the board. But all that's canceled out because of some of the stuff that he said. Cuomo will do whatever he has to do to get elected. And if you look at the polls, I can't see how he is not elected. And any time Palladino shoots himself in the foot, they're going to play it up that much more. That's anybody who's running these days. Pretty much that's what you get with politics. And that's part of the problem. I mean, aren't we all kind of tired of the whole shenanigans? Just give it to us straight. Just serve it up straight. And if we like it, we like it, and if we don't, we don't, and then let the chips fall where they may. And unfortunately, because of the machine that it's become on the Hill, it's an impossibility. And that's why there were a lot of people that suggested, look, what if you just replaced everybody? I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, whatever. What if you just had a massive turnover as far as the government's concerned, and you had all newbies? And so you could say, oh, well, they don't know the system, and how are they going to get bills through, and how are they going to make a law? Well, they did in the very beginning. It's so interesting to me when people point out what we can't do. What about what we can do? Let's get away from the negative. What are the solutions instead of all the problems? Forget the problems. Give me the solutions. And the solution is, number one, if you want to kvetch about the government, which, of course, many of us are unhappy, and we do, and we live in a free country, thank God, so we're able to do that. And remember this, it's so vital that you go and vote. The more people that vote, that's when things change. So if you go out on the second, or if you're absentee balloting and you're voting, good for you. Good for you. Because trust me, it is a right, a privilege, and something that a lot of people have spilled blood over for us to do. Never forget the sacrifice of the military from the very beginning of the establishment of the United States, because we're a very, very young country still compared to so many other nations. And the fight and the drive over the course of history that has made America what it is, boy, we don't want to lose sight of that. All right, filling in the blanks next here on the show.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco Sure Pack MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco Sure Pack MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco Sure Pack MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
In the so-called freedom, somebody somewhere.
You know the old saying about desecrating a cemetery or messing with the dead in any manner could come back to haunt you? And that's where we start Odds and Ends with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. You know, even when I was a kid, there was people that wanted to go to graveyards. Let's go hang out in the graveyard. I thought, what are you kidding me? I never wanted to do that. In fact, a realtor recently told me that there are a lot of people, when they are looking for houses, if the house is really close to a cemetery, in other words, like you look out the one window in the cemetery, you can see it. People are superstitious and they won't buy it because they're afraid that some people might have accidentally been buried under their house or whatever. So who's the idiot leaving explosives at this Lower East Side cemetery in New York? A gardener dug up a garbage bag and it had a bunch of, they say, military-grade C4 explosives. This is a historic cemetery, by the way. And it was found last year, but they left it at the site until somebody called the police. What's that about? So the police commissioner, Ray Kelly, please send some, you know, shed some light into this whole thing. What was the scoop?
Eight sticks of C4 military grade explosive Each stick is about 1.25 pounds. There is no ignition device, no primer with these, with this explosive. Written on the sidewalk down the street here, apparently in chalk, is a statement that says, "I really hope one of you find this." It had reference to Christ, and it was supposedly signed by Jesus Christ.
Nice. The nut has a bunch of explosives that they find that were dug up before, and they leave that crazy scrawled message on the sidewalk. By the way, the cemetery was made officially a landmark in the 60s. They describe it as this small jewel of beauty and peace. Not on Monday. Six members of the Roosevelt family are buried at the cemetery, including Stephen Allen, the former mayor and New York governor. So at least they found it. It said it looked like it had been abandoned there a long time ago and contained powder when they broke one of them in half. But they said there was enough explosives there to really do some serious damage. Again, you don't want to mess with the dead in any way, shape, or form, because there is something about doing that that just isn't right. So this end turned out to be okay, because at least the bomb squad and the cops swooped in, and they were able to take care of it before some crazy thing happened. I mean, who knows what would have happened, but it didn't. The bomb squad gets there, they get rid of it, and, you know, ultimately, that's the key thing. I don't get this. Remember this story about the Peeping Tom producer slash director and, you know, various titles of the ESPN person who was charged with indecency? I'm going to re-rack and explain the story to you. There was a ESPN producer who was charged with public indecency after a Peeping Tom complaint at a Connecticut apartment complex. ESPN just breathes some crazy nonsense. So they have to have a special spokesperson who's able to be trotted out to write a statement or whatever to talk about whatever else has happened at ESPN. But the producer is this 52-year-old, or was, Neil Goldberg. He doesn't work for ESPN, but he was the coordinating producer of the motorsports coverage for them for a long time. So he surrendered to the cops after a complaint from a neighbor who said she was walking her dog when she saw him standing on a stool looking into a window while doing something lewd. Where do they find these guys? I mean, what? ESPN is so bad about this. I don't get this. And then I look at what's on ESPN, and you wonder, maybe people are too distracted with the nuttiness in their personal life to focus on some of the programming they have at ESPN. Give me a break. Bizarre. So that goes into our odds and ends file, because it's very odd. And, of course, this guy had bragged to everybody in the neighborhood who he was, what he did. So when you're bald and you brag to everybody what you do, and then they see you standing on a chair and literally you're a Peeping Tom who's been looking into the hole, and you're doing crazy things, and the neighbor sees you, of course, it's going to be pretty easy to nail you for it. Duh. All right, this is a good one. Let's see. Let's move on to this one, because I feel like there's a chance there could be some resolution here. This fishing idea where people go out fishing, you know, and many of you fish, you go out in crazy hours, sometimes when it's flat out pitch dark. When I had the fortune of being in Hawaii, I remember talking to a guy who told me he took out National Geographic, and I was thinking during whale season, on a little skiff of a boat, because they needed to be in the dark to get the shots they needed. I was like, wow, aren't you worried about what's out there? And he's like, no. Although we did have a giant whale fly underneath the boat, and you couldn't see it. So you had six New Jersey men who didn't return home from a weekend overnight fishing trip. The Coast Guard is searching all over the place for their sport fishing boat thinking they might have issued a Mayday call. And, you know, you've got a father and son tandem there. They were part of this group that left, and they were trying to go on a run for tuna about 85 miles east of Atlantic City. They were supposed to come home. They didn't come home on Sunday, and they're in a 32-foot boat. And initially, the focus was on where they were supposed to go fishing. But the Coast Guard picked up a Mayday call on Monday around 1 a.m. And the recording of the call was played, see, this is the good part of this, for families of the missing people. One recognized the voice. Hey, that's my husband. So that's the good thing. Well, they must be alive, right? They expand the search to include Martha's Vineyard. They continue to search off of New Jersey. They've got helicopters in the air, and three Coast Guard boats from ports along the Jersey shore are searching. But still, now they can't find this boat after the Mayday call. There's no emergency beacon that's been detected. The boat was equipped with emergency radio stuff, so they have it, which would mean that they could float. It could float free. And when it gets wet, it broadcasts its position to rescuers. So if they had sunk or anything or capsized, that would have happened. They can't get there too far offshore for the cell phones. The weather was calm. So what in the world is going on with this boat? What possibly could have happened? And what I understand is, from somebody I know in New Jersey, they think that they found the people. Oof. After all of this. So what, how did they end up? Was it something that they were out of gas or something that came on quickly that they didn't realize? But scary, scary stuff when somebody goes out fishing, they're supposed to come home and no sign of them. No hide or hair or whatever the expression is of somebody who's an experienced fisherman, somebody who's been doing it. The father had been doing it for, you know, 30 years. And it just, it makes you wonder when you take these dark trips and go, I mean, I get it. And I'm sure some of you are laughing because that's what you do. You go out at certain times to go catch different schools of fish. And it happens to be the overnight hours. Matt, you're not a big fisherman, are you?
Surprisingly not, given that I live in the state of more than 10,000 lakes, but never really got into the whole fishing thing. Every once in a while, I'll go out with some buddies, and it's like kind of a pretend fish because it's, you know, a six-pack of beer, some guys, and we're throwing a line in the lake every once in a while, but not really fishing too hard.
Yeah, I understand that, but would you like to go out in pitch darkness?
No, I do daytime fishing out in the sun. I don't get up and try to beat the fish to the prize or whatever it is that they do. I don't know.
I agree.
The 4 a.m. fishing, that is not something I'm into.
No, I wouldn't do it either, and so that was my point. I get that the schools of fish are certain times, but forget about that. Every time a boat disappears, half the time it's in that weird time when they're going fishing in the dark. All right, speaking of fishing in the dark, wow. Men in Black 3. Did you like the first couple of Men in Black? I actually did. The first one was great. So Men in Black 3 is halted right now. Supposedly the rumor is that Will Smith is clashing with producers about the script. Yeah, they probably ran to throw it together and it's a hunk of junk and he doesn't like it. I'm just saying. So the movie went into pre-production about a month ago. It's been shut down for a second time because of all the arguments about what's going on. Men in Black 3 on hiatus again. Boy, I wonder if they'll just put it off completely. It has potential to be good because Tommy Lee Jones is back in it, so you have a lot of the original cast. I like that idea. But I wonder what the gist of the problem is with the meat of the script. We can count next.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
America tonight. Let's give you some good news. Let's do some good financial news. I mean, I really had to dig for this, but besides gold, gold is going sky high. It's record levels. We know that. That's always good news if you've invested in gold. You don't even have to invest that much to get a little bit of gold and just hang on to it for a while. But check this out with the stock market. And don't tell me you don't give a crap about the stock market. You do. Because if you work at a company that's been decent to you and you have a 401k and every year you have to figure out what you want your 401k to go toward, you care about the stock market because it affects your retirement money. So the Dow is above 11,000. Stocks on Monday had a little bit of gains and the focus is now toward corporate financial results because we know this, right? The market is all about news, bad news, good news, ugly news. So the good news is, thank goodness, it's holding steady. The U.S. government and treasury markets, of course, were closed for Columbus Day, but the other financial markets were open. So trading volumes were a little bit light because of the holiday, and So kind of narrow range is what they would call it for most of the session. But again, holding steady, that is the key. That's what you want, because many of you are in that situation even if you don't realize it. And I hope you realize it if you have a 401k. There are companies that still have them, and it's worthwhile for you to kind of know where things hang, because when you have to make the decision of what basket of stocks you're picking, S&P or whatever they offer you, I don't know, every company's different, you want to just try to make a sound decision so that you might end up with some money in this thing when it's all said and done. So many people lost money in those 401ks. I'm talking like $20,000, $30,000, and that makes a big difference when you're retiring. It makes a huge, huge difference. All right, numbers is what this segment is all about. Hollywood plays loose, I think, sometimes with the whole rating system, and I wonder how much actually people pay attention to the ratings. Now, if you have a youngster, of course you do pay attention to it, because you don't want your kid going off to see the nastiest R movie possible. And some of those R movies, let's face it, could practically be X movies. So now there's a little bit of an interesting problem that's happening for this one movie I happen to read about. That's what got me thinking about the whole rating system, which actually is a really big deal from the Motion Picture Association. They have this NC-17, and they slapped that NC-17 rating on a movie called Blue Valentine. Michelle Williams is in it. You might remember her. She had a child by Heath Ledger, who, of course, sadly died. He was a brilliant young actor. And Ryan Gosling, also another young actor, stars in this. And so now what the Motion Picture Association has decided to do is to give it this NC-17. And the buzz is that there are far more explicit films that get away with an R rating, and they're worried about what that means, what the NC-17 does to it, what it does to its chances for Oscar nominations or considerations for Oscar nominations. It's kind of like a killer for that. It's like a place where you just don't want to go. It's the ugly place, NC-17, because of what imagery is in the movie that warrants that. It's got to just be a solid R, or I guess all the politics, see, it's not just in Washington, all the politics of the Academy rain down on a film, and they have no chance to get the golden statuette. And it also hurts the distribution, because people don't want to see the film. They just see it, and they don't want to go. They just, first of all, they don't understand what it is half the time, and it just doesn't bestow the right kind of image for it. So the movie isn't supposed to be released until December 31st, and they're hoping that they'll change that rating before then to get a few different turns or twists to get a different rating instead of the NC-17. December 31st, D-Day for this movie called Blue Valentine, and D-Day for the Bush tax cuts. Do you think they have anything in common? Okay, I know that's a bit of a stretch, we'll say. All right, let's jump to some other numbers that are interesting. I read this story today on the Internet. I just got a good chuckle out of it, and I think you will, too. Think of 101 years. Think of being 101 years old, or even older than that. Eulalia Garcia Maturi outlived, I guess, two husbands, and decades of immigration laws. On Tuesday, she's going to become a U.S. citizen on the 101st anniversary of her crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Is that not crazy? Can you imagine? It's true. All these children, all these great-great-grandchildren, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen in a federal courtroom in Brownsville, Texas. And this is all information that was put out there by the Department of Homeland Security's Citizenship and Immigration Services. Now, apparently she can still kind of talk and She's in decent health. She was a baby when she crossed the Rio Grande, her family did, in 1908. And she still had a 69-year-old lawful entry card that was given to her in 1941. She's only 4'7". And she was asked why, at this age, at 101, did she want to become a citizen? It's why is it so important? And you know what she said? I want to spend the rest of my days in this life living legally in the United States. I was raised here, and I want to die here. I think there's some poetic justice to that. Good for her. So she did what she had to do to become a citizen, and that's what's going to happen. And I think that there are going to be a lot of television cameras there trying to talk to her when it's all said and done. All right, this is a sad one, and I hate to save this for We Can Count, as I used to make We Can Count a lot lighter, but I'm going to throw this in here. A terrible, terrible story about this young missing girl out of Hickory, North Carolina, 10 years old. And once again, as they try to reconstruct the whereabouts of this young girl who's been missing since the weekend, they're looking at the stepmother, and they're running out of time. They're saying that, you know, the more time that goes away, the more chances are we're not going to find Zara Claire Baker, who was last seen sleeping in her bedroom about 2:30 in the morning on Saturday. Then she was reported missing in the afternoon by her father and stepmother. They're cooperating with the investigators to, you know, because always you're going to look at the parents. It's unlikely she ran away, they say, and she was probably abducted by a stranger. I don't get this, how this happens. People actually crawl in windows. Of course, this has happened in the past. We know that. Crawl in windows and take these kids away, and nobody hears anything. How do they not hear anything? And you know what's really awful? And I guess this would make sense then with this little girl. She has a prosthetic leg and hearing aids. The hearing aids were found, not the leg, however. So they are looking at the family. Is there something more there? Because one of them faces counts of writing worthless checks, and the father apparently, so the stepmother's facing that, and the father apparently had some problems as well. But you just wonder. I mean, the FBI is trying to help out in this thing, and man, very sad way to end We Can Count, but it's you can only hope that as the days go by, the mystery unravels. Make sure you lock those bedroom windows when you have kids. All right, you can send me your thoughts about any and all the things we talked about, or add a new twist to it, at americatonight.net.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Worse! How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.